Many would agree that this has been a very contentious election year, as voters prepare to select the next leaders of our municipal, state, and national governments. However, after voting on your preferred candidate, you're then faced with a list of amendments and acts on your ballot asking if you are for or against something. Do you know about the issues on the ballot and what they mean? While it has been important to talk about the candidates who are running for office and what they stand for, it is also important to be informed about the issues on this year's ballot. This is a series entitled, What's the Issue? I ask Craighead County Clerk Kate Holliday for a simple and unbiased explanation of this year's ballot issues and what a for or against vote means on them. We started talking about issue number one, which Holliday says deals with the term limits for elected county officials.
The bulk majority of what this issue would do, if you voted for it would actually change county-wide elected officials, so county judge, county clerk, circuit clerk, assessor, tax collector, and a few others, from two-year terms as they currently sit to four-year terms. Proponents of that are saying that that will help decrease the cost of elections as well as give newly elected officials time to implement some of their plans. That way, because you have to, 2 years is a pretty quick turnaround. Opponents of it are saying, you know, that elected officials running every 2 years keeps the elected official accountable to the people. So a for vote for issue number one would actually change those terms from 2 to 4 years, starting with the 2018 election. An against vote would mean you want to keep those terms at 2 years, and it would basically keep it just like it is right now.
Next, I asked Holliday about issue number two, which had a very long yet self-explanatory title. And the constitutional amendment to allow the governor to retain his or her powers, basically when they leave the state. Is that pretty much exactly what that is about?
That is exactly what that one deals with. I mean, a four vote would allow the governor to maintain gubernatorial authority after he or when he leaves the state. As it currently sits in the Constitution, as soon as he crosses the state line, the lieutenant governor becomes the acting governor until he returns inside the state of Arkansas. It's kind of an old, outdated system, a lot of people have said, because we have telephones and Skype and the Internet and email and all those good things that kind of keep us constantly connected in today's world, whereas when this was put into effect, it was back when the governor might get on his horse and buggy and ride off into the sunset, never to be seen again. So a for vote would allow him to maintain his authority when he leaves the state. An against vote would mean that you would like for the gubernatorial power to remain within the state at all times, and the acting lieutenant governor would become the acting governor until his return whenever he goes on a trip.
Next time, I will talk to Craighead County Clerk Kate Holliday about an issue which could allow the state legislature to give more revenue to economic development projects. Plus, we will discuss two measures that were recently defeated by the state Supreme Court, but will still be on the ballot. Discover if your vote will make a difference on them. Log on to KASU.org for links to resources Holliday provided that you will need to be an informed voter at the polls. For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor.